Welcome to Tech Chat 16. This is Michael Law for May 14th, 2009. Tonight, we're going to talk about social networking with a particular focus on Twitter. And we're going to talk about how you can use it through the Socializer. There's a powerful add-on for those of you who use Outlook 2003 or 2007. It is called OutTwit. There's a program for the Macintosh called Twitterific. And we're going to talk about a new one that is receiving a lot of buzz right now. A lot of folks using it, written by Jamal Masrouri. It's called MCTWIT. That's MCTWIT. I want to tell you a couple quick things if you haven't listened to the most recent podcast. We are giving away two prizes right now. A blue icicle. It is an adapter. So if you own an XLR microphone, you can plug the microphone into it and plug the other end into a USB port on your computer. So it turns an XLR into a USB. And it's a great way to take a good microphone and make it usable on a computer without the need for a preamp or mixer or something like that. And we also are giving away a Snowflake. Both of these are from the company called Blue. Great microphones. Basically, for the icicle, assuming that you already have a quality microphone, we ask you to send us some kind of audio recording of why you like Serotex. That could be a poem. It could be a funny little limerick. It could be a song. It could be anything you feel so inclined to do. Just some audio file about why you like Serotex, and we'll choose one of those and give them this icicle. It's $59 if you want to buy it new. If you don't win it, you certainly should. If you have an XLR mic, it's great to put a good mic on your netbook or notebook or even on your PC. And the other prize, the Blue Snowflake, we're making it just a little simpler. Just send us email or voicemail just telling us why you need a new microphone, assuming you put forth some kind of creativity. So audio files, you know, have fun with it, or an email. Be creative, have fun with it. Anyway, we will choose winners on probably Friday the 22nd. That's the deadline. And we will announce the winners on that podcast on Monday, Memorial Day in the U.S., May 25th. Just send your little creative email or audio if you'd like to win one of those two prizes to resources@serotalk.com. That's resources@serotalk.com. Well, first, let's show a new program that Jamal Masrouri has spent quite a bit of time on in the last few weeks. It's called MCTWIT. That's MCTWIT. You can get the latest version at his Empowerment Zone website, although he doesn't directly link to his software. I think he's just made it a policy not to do any updates to empowermentzone.com, but I would respectfully suggest that he consider at least adding one new heading to the top of the page to link to all of his great software that he's written, as he has a wealth of things like PDF to TXT, EdSharp, which is an editor that I use on a regular basis, as well as TextPal, which is a similar editor but provides a little bit different functions. But anyway, as far as MCTWIT, we can go to empowermentzone.com/mtsetup.exe. And there will always be the link for the latest version. Latest update appears to be today, as I record this, on May 14th. Basically, run, install it. Asks you if you want to use the default hotkey of Control-Alt-M to start the program, which you can launch. Also puts a desktop shortcut of MCTWIT, so you can get to that on your desktop. The first time you run it, if it's never been installed before, it's going to come up and prompt you for your username and password for Twitter. So you can enter that at that point. And if at any time in the future you change that information, you can simply press Alt-C. He tries, where at all possible, to use mnemonics to help you memorize the shortcut keys. And we'll also show you a very quick and easy way to kind of tab through and look at the status line to kind of get acquainted with all of the functions this great program provides. By default, it doesn't go out and automatically retrieve messages once you start the program. But the hotkey for that is Alt-N or New. So I'm going to press that, Alt-N, and it'll say page 2, page 3, so on. Basically one page for every 20 items. Mine said page 2 because I went over 20, and I have 22 items waiting for me here. Okay, so I'm looking through all of these posts here, and there's a number of things we can do. The best ways to learn this program is to simply tab through the items and maybe put your cursor on the status line. If you're in a list of tweets, it says focus on the list of messages or users. Now, if I tab once, you're in the view mode, and you can actually arrow through it and find out if you can't understand what the speech is saying. And, of course, the description is focus on additional information about the current list item. And as we tab, here's where we have hotkeys. They are buttons, so you can press enter to perform that action or memorize the hotkey that goes with it and do all of that from your main area so you don't have to keep changing it. Anytime you need to return to your main list of items, tweets, and so forth, you can do it with Alt-I. The first one is, as we said, new, Alt-N. Display new messages from you and readers, those who follow you on Twitter. tab again. It's called Again, or Alt-A, and the description is, find the next keywords match in the list. So you can use this to look through a lot of tweets to look for certain keywords. B, or Boundary, Alt-B, set an upper boundary on how many pages are returned from Twitter. Zero means no limit. So in other words, each page is about 20 listings. If you don't want to go that far back, you know your time is limited, you can hit Alt-B and enter a value. Maybe you want only the 20 most recent posts. You could set it at 1 or leave it at 0, and you will get everything, all the new posts since the last time that you checked in, or all those that Twitter has on file. The next one is Configure, Alt-C. And again, really the only option in here is to enter your Twitter username and then the password, and then it can go and get the messages for you. Next one, Direct, Alt-D. Display direct messages that were sent privately to you. So again, if you want to send a private message to someone, you see a post and you want to send them a comment, you do it with Alt-W, as in write. But if you want to read things that other people specifically have sent to you, but not to anyone else, then you hit Alt-D and get that information. The next is called Export, and it is done with the key of Alt-E. It saves the current tweet to a file called Export.txt, which will automatically be opened when you close Twitter. The way you close Twitter is either done with Alt-F4 or you hit Escape, and if you hit Escape, that will prompt you so you don't automatically close it if you did not intend to do so. As you go through and read a lot of tweets, there's certain ones you want to save, so Alt-E is a great way to do that. Just hit that, and that particular tweet, that post, will be copied into your export.txt. The next one, as I'm tabbing through these, is Followers, or Alt-F. Display followers of you or the selected user. If I want to see my followers, and then I can go from there and learn more about what they're doing, or of a given user. So if I'm over Jonathan Mosen, I'm going to get his 500 or whatever number of followers a given person has at any one time. G is the go command. When you have a Twitter post, usually people, or they may include a URL at the end of the post that gives more information, and then Alt-G, and then enter to take off and head to that particular place and read that through your web browser. Alt-H for help at any time, which loads the kind of user guide and how to use this in your web browser. But the next one in the tab list after Alt-G for go is Alt-J for join. Very cool feature, because anytime you want to join or follow someone, you simply hit Alt-J over their name, instantly following that person. Say, for example, I hit Alt-F and I see a name I like. I hit Alt-J. It says, it comes up with a YN prompt. Yes, do you want to follow this person? And I press enter, and I'm following. And that's how you go through and find interesting people to track and build your base of users and interesting people that you want to follow. The next is Keywords, done with Alt-K. Find a list item based on text that it contains. And again, that's something that Alt-A and Alt-K are just things you have to play with to find out how to get the use out of those searching capabilities. Leaders, or Alt-L. You have followers, people who follow you, and leaders, people that you follow. Display leaders of you or the selected user. I can press Alt-L and I will see what people he is following. Likewise, you can do it for yourself and see all the different people that you're following. And right now I have about 56. Messages, or Alt-M. Display tweets by you or the selected user. This is always tricky. You have to play with it. What I find a lot of these, if you want to focus on yourself, I usually hit Alt-N and refresh with new messages, and then hit Alt-M to make sure I'm getting myself. Otherwise, whatever person I'm looking at, I'm going to see their messages. So that's a great way to look through people and kind of see what things they post. And by that, in turn, you can decide, is that an interesting person? If it's a really close friend, you might want everything they do. But if they're more of an acquaintance, you can see, are they the type to post only the real personal stuff that's really interesting going on in their life, or maybe they post a lot of interesting, cool things going on the web. Other than really close friends, that's what I want, are people that are posting things that they find, new software, new hardware resources. It's a personal thing to find people with similar interests as your own. Order, and it is Alt-O. Change the order of list items, either alphabetize them or reverse them. By default, the way Twitter works is what's called a timeline, where everything is in reverse chronological order, meaning newest to oldest. And that's the way I like to use it. It makes sense. But you can reverse that if you strictly want it in order from oldest to newest. Public, or Alt-P. display messages in the public timeline. It kind of helps you put dates and times on events, or sometimes someone will make a comment, and it's hard to know what post that comment was related to. So having the timeline lets you put things in a chronological sequence. Query, or Alt-Q, filter list items based on a regular expression, and that goes way beyond what we can cover here, but it lets you get very specific replies. Alt-R, display public messages displayed to you or about you. Maybe you post something and someone in turn retweets it or posts it to all of their followers to view, or anytime a comment is made about you, you can see that. So if I want to know what other people are saying about Serotalk or Michael Loff, you can get that information with Alt-R. Send, Alt-S, display direct messages that you sent privately to others. So these are messages that you sent only to specific people. Remember, as you do that with the Alt-W, you can see all of the private messages that you've sent to individuals. Tweet, or T, is a very popular one. Alt-T, yes. This is something that you tweet or send out to all of your followers to read. So for example, if I hit Alt-T, whatever I type, up to 140 characters, will be seen by all of my followers. I often use it after I posted a podcast or find a software update. To tweet, done with Alt-2, means tweet with a public reply to the selected user. Retweet, or Alt-3, retweet the selected message. So if you're looking at a message, that's interesting, I want to share that with my followers, I can simply press Alt-3 and it'll take the same as Alt-T, but it will fill in the information of the message that you're over so you can send that and forward it to all of your followers. Unblock is Alt-U. Unblock the selected user so you may be followed. Write, of course, Alt-W, again, that's writing a private message to a selected user. Extra, with Alt-X, display extra information about the selected user. Yield, or Alt-Y, say the number of list items and read their text. Zap, with Alt-Z, some of these hotkeys have different functions depending upon what you're doing at the given time, what you're looking at. And this is one of them that can do one of three different things, so it's a little confusing, and perhaps maybe having three different Zap Alt hotkeys might be a good idea. Delete a public tweet or message sent by you, block a user from following you, or block a selected user. There's the zero items or zero button, Alt 0, one other button, Alt 1, forget button, Alt 4, choose whether to omit messages previously shown or to forget the timestamp and show all messages. So by default, when you hit Alt N, you're going to keep getting just the new messages. But maybe you need to go back and see some older messages or want to see all messages that are on the Twitter.com website. Hit Alt 4, it will clear the timestamps and you'll get everything again. How cool is that? 5, overwrite. Alt 5, put current message in favorites cache. There's a cache button. Duplicate. Alt 8. Toggle the mode in which each tweet is saved to the export file. So what you can do here is set it so that every tweet is saved to your export.txt, or turn it off and then only those items are saved that you send there by pressing Alt-E to export. Now it says no recording, and I'll press it again, record the file. So I'm going to turn it off. The only ones that will be posted to my export.txt are the ones that I specifically am interested in, and I'm too busy to deal with them at the time. I hit Alt-E. Very powerful feature. You capture a bunch of things. You don't have time right now, but you can come back to in the future and look at that information. It has the comma bind, or Alt-comma. Auto is Alt period. You can set, for example, mine is set to 3 minutes, and in every 3 minutes, it'll go out and grab the latest tweets that have been sent. There's a search button. A trends button shows the most popular Twitter topics at present. So again, whatever's being most tweeted about at a given time, that's kind of cool. It's very interesting, actually, to see what things people are talking about. I see we're joined by Scott Rakowski, and I wonder, Scott, if you'd like to talk about the Twitter tools that you're using that interfaces the WordPress blog to Twitter so that you can actually do a daily digest of your events. Why don't you talk about how that works and the benefit of that?
Basically, there's a plugin for WordPress called Twitter Tools. It's a free plugin, and you can get it through the WordPress plugin portal. It's very nice in the new version 2.7.1 of WordPress. Very simple to configure via the web interface, via the administration panel of WordPress. For those who don't know what WordPress is, it's a platform for your blog, and you can actually post all your posts. And Twitter Tools allows you to do things such as you can have all your Twitter posts appear in your blog. Not a good idea, because your blog would be like full of entries, especially if you tweet heaps. Some people actually have their Twitter tools set up. So at the end of the day, all their Twitter posts that they've posted get combined into a single blog entry with links to each post. So you can actually have all your posts appear in a central location. Once you set it up, which is very simple through the web page, it works very well. I don't use it to its full potential, but for the purposes that I wanted it for, it actually does work very well.
You selectively go through your posts and post the ones that you want on your blog? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's like a daily digest thing. Like the daily digest thing, like on an email list. So it just combines anything you post. So I guess the key here is if you don't want it to be posted in your blog entry through your Twitter tools, don't post it on Twitter.
Everything in a given day comes back in a digest, so people can just go to your blog and see just your post. That was pretty easy to set up. That was pretty much plug and play.
Once you're familiar with WordPress plugins, you just tell it to install, and then you just go to the configure link and just go through the checkboxes, combo boxes, and you save, and that's pretty much it.
Is anyone on here using the Outwit? Now, some folks say that is still the best tool. So I'm curious if any of you are using that in conjunction with Outlook 2003 or 2007. What it does that McTwit doesn't, based on our earlier discussion, if you were here. Anyone using Outwit?
Yeah, I was using it there for a while. The thing I liked about Outwit, it's like reading email. So if you're used to reading email in your inbox, you can tell Outwit, you can have a separate folder, say, called Tweet Posts or Twitter Posts. And every tweet, all the new ones will appear in that inbox like list view. So you basically press enter on the message to read tweet post. So it's sort of like McTwit. So you arrow down to each individual message that it's in that list box. It doesn't have all the functionality that McTwit has, but if you want a simple interface, it's easy to use. You're familiar with email and how mail works, etc., and you use Outlook. Outwit would be the way to go. It's free and it actually is a good product. It actually works well. The problem that I was noticing, it's not majorly important, but it did take a while once you started Outlook up. You had to wait to connect to Twitter.com and get the new posts. The other thing that I did not like is to get to the toolbar where you have to interact with controls like to post a new tweet or to do other such housekeeping functions, you had to do Alt, then press Control Home to get to the Outlook toolbar. And when you tab over, there's an edit box for you to type in your tweet and hit Enter, and it posts it out. But if you're happy to try something new, you want to play with it, you do get the little notification. So if you get like a sound when your email comes in Outlook, you get the same sort of a sound for when a new message appears.
techhit.com, but I will have a direct link to the 1.0. Now, some had stated they could do some things without Twit that they cannot with MCTwit, so you might dig into it a little deeper, and maybe it has some function. So maybe between the two of those, you have the best Twitter experience based, again, it always depends on what you want to do with the technology. Is anyone using the Twitterific client for the Macintosh?
Scott.
Buddy.
I'll start with you, buddy. And why don't you talk about Twitterific and your kind of take on it.
Okay, yeah, I like it. It's easy. I have mine set up to start with my Mac. So Mac starts, and then it just kind of sits there in the background and doesn't do much of anything until you press the hotkey to bring it up, which in this case is Command T. You bring it up, it's got a nice, simple interface. There's a list box with all your tweets. There's an edit box for you to type into, and then there's a button for setup, and that's really about it. Makes it real easy to respond to tweets, either with private messages, a public reply, just a couple of hotkeys for that. Everything's nice and hotkey-driven and accessible. The one thing that it took a little while to get used to, once you start typing, you have to be sure, like if you Command Tab out, and then come back to it later, you have to be sure you're in the edit box, or else if you press an arrow, depending on which arrow you press, you will either end up opening up your browser to go to a web page that's referenced in the tweet, or you'll bring up the person's Twitter profile. It's simple, it's accessible, and it gives you a nice little tweet alert every 3 minutes when it fetches new tweets.
There is another client that I know is becoming more accessible as days go on, which has most of the functionality that McTwit has. Unfortunately, the other thing that Twitterific doesn't do, which is a bit of a problem, it's harder to actually copy a Twitter post, say, to your clipboard or something like that, and then paste it into an email or something to someone else. It's kind of harder to do. There's no actual command to get the actual Twitter text from the actual post and select it and then copy it to the clipboard. There is a workaround, but the other client called Tweety, which I hear, and the developer is very, very keen to make it accessible on the Mac. It's got all the functionality that McTwit has.
Those of you listening to this interested in Mac-related software and accessibility, an Apple Macintosh room for a Friday Night Mac Chat, as well as a user forum where you can stay up on the latest developments. And I know on June 8th, I guess there's going to be a demo of the new 10.6 and showing some of the new accessibility. So that should be pretty exciting. Anyone want to talk about any other software for that purpose? And then maybe we'll talk about some third-party websites.
I know for the US folks, you can actually, if you've got a decent cell phone plan with minutes, you can actually SMS your Twitter posts via the cell phone, which is really cool. I could do it too, but I've got to send it to a UK-based number. So for me, I really couldn't be bothered paying 75 cents per post. But for any of you guys over there who actually want all the tweet posts to also come to your cell phone as text messages, and you don't care about the beep beep every few minutes or whatever, you can send and receive via your cell phone.
Well, you also, of course, have the m.twitter.com, just as you have the m.facebook.com.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I use the M Twitter web page, and it works really well on my Nokia N82 phone, except that you have to be very careful when you log into it to make sure that you get the case of your username and your password exactly the way you entered it when you signed up for the Twitter account, because if one letter is uppercase, it should have been lowercase, or vice versa. It will not log you in to twitter.com, but once you get logged in, it actually works quite well, and it's easy to send posts or to read your post. It's not bad for a little mobile phone experience. I used it today at lunchtime. But Scott's right. If you have a cell phone and a Twitter account, you can just send a text message to 40404, and that text message will get posted as a tweet. That works really well. It's pretty cool how you can do that.
Well, of course, it's not too hard to change your Twitter password, which reminds me of something else I want to mention here. Because one thing I had to with McTwit, I don't know if it's been fixed or not, but I had a number sign in my password and it would not accept that. So I had to remove that. I don't know what other characters beyond letters and numbers are supported. That's one thing I found. So it is not hard to change your password if you want to change it for the benefit of making your mobile connectivity a little easier. That reminds me of something I've been seeing a lot, and that's people doing this service called Twittoscope, which basically will tweet a horoscope. You know, you go to the website and you put in your date and year of birth, and you can read it. And a lot of people have been doing this. I learned through observing this with people that these horoscope sites are some of the worst about spamming. So my concern here is that a lot of people signed up for this, basically giving this third-party site their username and password, and now we're having problems with spam, or they can't get these tweets to stop. Really advise people to think twice about putting your Twitter name and password in any third-party site. You're just asking for trouble. It's just not a good idea. And that's my opinion. Now, many may disagree with me. Many may love the Tweetoscopes, and maybe you've had no problems with it. Just don't be surprised if there's any side effects by sharing that information with a third party.
There is actually a plugin for Facebook, which will allow you to, when you update your status in Facebook, it lets you post it to Twitter for you automatically. You have to put in your Twitter details into Facebook, but that's pretty safe enough. Of course, Facebook is secure. But once you've done that, you've also got to tell Twitter, in order to use this third-party plugin, that you want people to be able to follow you. You can actually turn that feature off. So not by default, but you can have Twitter set up so you have to approve anyone who follows you. It's kind of a pain doing that unless you're a private kind of person and don't want anyone just to be able to follow you. Twitter is a public service. If you set that feature to allow anyone to follow you on Twitter, use this Facebook plugin, and whenever you change your Facebook status, it'll be reflected on Twitter.
Of course, you can always follow Serotalk at twitter.com/Serotalk. And again, I don't really post much personal since it does have the company name on it. So generally when we put out new podcasts or find new interesting software or latest technology or assistive technology news, I do post that information there. So anyone wanting to follow that.
Yeah, another service that sort of does the same sort of thing. There's a service called ping.fm, P-I-N-G, ping.fm. You can set up to post to all of your different social networks, Twitter and Facebook and I think friend feed, and maybe some others. You just post to your ping.fm and it'll go out and post to all these other things on your behalf. Post URLs there, status updates.
Is anyone here actually using ping.fm?
Jeffrey.
Scott.
Okay, Jeffrey, analogy, sir?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I have ping hooked up to Facebook and Twitter and several other of the social networks. I also have it connected through instant messaging, so the ping.fm account shows up on my MSN. So if I want to post a message to any of my social media sites, I just go right to that contact and send them an IM. And they go ahead and push it out to all the various repositories. So it's fabulous, quite honestly.
Yeah, it's actually quite a good site, ping.fm. The only other comment that I wanted to make, it was to do with URL posting on Twitter, that there's a little service, there's a couple of them, but tinyurl.com. OutTwit had a feature where you could actually shorten your URL. So if you want to post a really long URL on Twitter, be mindful of the 140-character limit. TinyURL will allow you to shorten your URL. The thing that people have been talking about lately with security and that sort of thing with TinyURL, especially in the latest few Mac podcasts I've been listening to, is that they've been saying not to just go clicking on the TinyURL links, because there's been a few little viruses and that floating around Twitter, a botnet and that sort of thing, and it's been posting as if you sent the Twitter but you never posted the shortened URL, bogus websites and things. So just to be mindful of those URLs in your Twitter post, if you see any weird ones that you don't know where they go, don't click on them.
Some people stay with people they know or larger entities they know. Some people go for the largest possible audience they can get. And as I see all these new entities adding me now that I went public, I don't really know who they are. And I think, okay, that's cool. I'm spreading the word about Serotalk and Serotech. You don't know if one day one of those entities has a master plan that you're not aware of. But that's a good point. The Socializer, which is a very slimmed down element of Twitter, but it is a way to at least see the most recent post from all of the people that you've added. Likewise with Facebook as well. So if you just want to get in and out real quick and just kind of see what your friends or the people you're following are doing, and then of course you can always log in, go to the page and do the more advanced features that can be done from the Twitter and Facebook sites. And of course, you can also post to it through the Socializer. And I do that sometimes, just a quick way, just to update my status and go about my business. So that is available to all the SAMNet members through the Socializer. Biggest thing, of course, people asking about, does anyone have any comments on just the sign-up process on Twitter, getting past the CAPTCHA? That's come up a few times. Of course, you can use Firefox and have the WebVism plugin and kind of do it that way.
Twitter CAPTCHA, it's sort of like the Google Gmail CAPTCHA, where it sort of reads out digits for you to sign up with, but it reads it with that background noise. It's very hard to actually, even if you wear headphones, it's very difficult even to hear those digits. One quick thing I've noticed is that some of the sites, they're actually asking you a mathematical question, say 3 times 8, and you're putting the answer in the edit box, and then it'll let you proceed if you get it right. It's a kind of an interesting idea of doing a CAPTCHA kind of thing.
So people understand why they do that. It's to prevent automated voice speech recognition to go up and then create accounts. The other suggestion is to use headphones or earphones or something so that you can listen to that very, very meticulously, listen to it very closely. Any third-party websites to enhance Twitter?
There's one called twitterjobs.com, and it allows you to actually search job listings that people post on Twitter. It seems to be more popular in the US. Heaps of people are actually posting job ads on Twitter. Twitterjobs.com. I'm pretty confident that's the name of the site.
Has anybody mentioned Slander?
No. Go ahead, sir.
A friend of mine, Carrie, I think, mentioned this to me. M.slander, SLANDR.net. It's a slightly different interface to Twitter. It's geared towards mobile phones, but it actually is surprisingly decent for dealing with Twitter or interfacing with Twitter, because it's all sort of minimalistic in its interface. It's all very linear in its presentation, and it's very quick to navigate. But what's also kind of neat about the service is it separates. You can even create like a location, so you can see who's Twittering near you, and you can create an event, like a geo-type event, and then see who else is participating in that event. And those are kind of neat things that can be done very quickly and very easily on Slander that are a little bit obscure through the main Twitter interface.
You can actually subscribe, and the Twitter itself actually puts out a few articles every day about optimizing the use of Twitter, and there's some very interesting stuff there if you really want to become a power user. Any good information resources, things you monitor, say for technology news or news headlines, or are there any entities on Twitter that you follow that you feel are really good for those of us who are kind of info hounds or just looking for the latest and greatest information?
CNN, You can actually follow CNN on Twitter. It's pretty popular. And I also follow my good old buddy, Leo Laporte. He posts all the good Mac stuff and everything like that. And Mac accessibility, Josh D. Lioncourt over at lioncourt.com. He posts anything related to the blindness community of the Mac. The way to find out is to just follow some of your friends on Twitter and look at their followers, and you'll actually see some of the interesting ones that they follow, and you can add those to your followers.
Fred's Head is certainly one on the kind of blind technology that's kind of nice. I find he posts a lot of weird, obscure things that I don't see anywhere else.
MidiMag.org for all the musicians.
Breaking news.
There's multiple ways to get to the same place, and it's very exciting that Jamal's work in Windows and the new Tweety, we'll have to follow that on the Macintosh and see when that's made more accessible and offers more functionality in that realm. We're going to put the wraps on Tech Chat 16. Hard to keep track of all these numbers. They're all over the place. Again, if you'd like to win either the Blue Icicle XLR to USB adapter for your quality mic to use it on a netbook, notebook, or even your favorite PC, just send us an audio file, song, rap, poem, limerick, something telling us why you like Cerotech. Something about Cerotech. I don't care what you do with it. We just want to have people have some fun with it. Get those to us by May 22nd. Likewise, if you want the Blue Snowflake, a very miniature mic, great if you want high quality while you travel, or just something small you can hold in your hand. Again, just send us a voicemail, email, just telling us why you need a new mic. And just send either of those to resources@cerotalk.com. Just something creative, funny, whatever. Just have a good time with it, and we'll be giving those out on the next podcast on the 25th. And finally, the next two Tech Chats, May 21, Mike Cabell will be joining us, and we'll try to get a panel of folks who do a lot of travel and talking about staying connected when mobile. Then on May 28th, Joe Hall from the Sleep Research Lab in Boston will be talking about how to improve the quality of our sleep. There are some things we can do in terms of technology. There are actual audio files that you can play to help you relax and sleep. And of course, we learned in an earlier podcast that some people use their Victors or portable book readers to kind of help them relax because they get focused on the book instead of thinking about their problems, and it helps them relax. So anyway, we'll be talking about how to improve your sleep and improve the quality of your life on May 28th. One final thing, we have extended the $200 discount. If your SMA has expired and you can save $200 on SA Mobile, that's right, normally $499, you can get it for $299. That's two machine licenses, two computers, plus a third license for a USB, a U3 drive. So until we meet again next week.